More Idaho Matters now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Valley Regional Transit is changing up the way it does business. Starting June 3rd, the bus system for the Treasure Valley will look a lot different, with new routes, more targeted bus service, and a big expansion of their Lyft Pass system. So here to tell us more about Change Day are Elaine Clegg, CEO of Valley Regional Transit, and Jason Rose, VRT Communication Director. Thanks both for coming on the program today.
Thanks for having us, Gemma.
So, Elaine, let me start with you, because I want to start off by saying that these are some pretty big changes to the bus system in the Treasure Valley. So how long have you and your team been planning this?
I started at VRT about a year and 4 months ago, and I think we started doing outreach on this the month after I got there. We approved the final design in October and have been planning since then to implement.
And Elaine, you're not only changing routes, you're really trying to reach more people at the best times for them. And you're trying to get, what, more people within 15 or 30 minutes of a bus route. So talk to us about that and how that's going to be able to happen.
Yes, thank you. So while we're reducing the total number of routes, we're increasing the number of people who will have access to a 15-minute route by 34%, and the number of people who will have access to a 30-minute route by 54%. So a big increase, that's within a quarter-mile walk of a stop. So a big increase in those numbers. The redesign, it really is designed to attract people because it's more frequent and has better connections.
Oh, so Jason, you're also adding things like color coding for bus routes. Can we talk about this? Because I have to tell you, when I go to another city and let's say they have like a subway system, the color coding makes all the difference in the world for someone like me who just has a hard time sometimes with a map.
Sure.
So will this help folks better navigate the new system?
Yeah, we think so. We anticipate that. So we're changing the system from, you know, right now we have a different color for every route and they don't really mean much. But right now we're gonna start shifting into each route is coded by how often it shows up. So it's gonna be a little easier to navigate. We're updating our route brochures so they're easier to read and easier to see. And then putting a lot more signage at each stop. So we have new bus stop signs going up. Some of those have rolled out right now, so you can go see them in the city right now. And they're easier to spot, easier to navigate. And then we have additional signage at the stops to show additional information, new information, where the bus goes, how often it shows up. So we're really trying to make sure riders have as much information at their fingertips as possible.
So Elaine, I know you've consolidated some routes. How did you decide which routes to keep?
So we did a study of ridership on all of the routes, and we took the routes that had the 25% lowest ridership. And those were the ones that we considered putting on the chopping block. Really only two of those went away completely. The third, there's three in all that we say went away. The third is consolidated with another route, so the service in that area still exists. Mm-hmm. So we decided based on both on ridership and then based on where could we provide the best service on other routes that would reach the most people most often.
So Jason, also talk to us about your Lyft Pass program. What is it? And how essential is this program to folks who might not have another way to get to a bus stop?
Yeah, great question. So it's called the VRT Lyft Pass. And the idea here is that we want to provide a connection for folks that can't get to or from a bus stop, or they might be a little farther away. We have a program right now with Lyft, and with the service change, we're actually expanding the footprint for that service by 160% and adding a lot more stops. So what you do is we have a code. The code is VRT within the Lyft app. And you enter that code and you're eligible for a $2 Lyft ride to or from the eligible bus stops that are within the area. So the goal is to improve access and get people moving around in a way that they might not have been able to before.
Elaine, why was it important to make these changes? Because changes can always be tricky, especially for someone maybe who's used to a particular bus route.
You're right. Bus riders in particular, typically the ones we have right now are ones who really need this ride. They don't have a lot of other choices. And so changing their life is a big deal. We understand that. We also know that with the limited funding we have, and we do have quite limited funding, we have an obligation to do as much with that as we can. And we felt like these changes really would provide more opportunity for more people to ride more often. And found ways like the Lyft Pass, like consolidating the 17 and the number one route, like looking for first mile, last mile mobility through Lime scooters and Lime bikes, found ways to continue to serve the people that have been relying on the bus in the past. The redesign of all of the brochures and the map and everything like that was designed to really work hard. To make it easier for people to navigate the changes, because they are big changes. And the feedback we've gotten so far, we took it to our regional advisory council this week, and they raved about the changes on the brochures and how easy they are to read and how much easier they are to figure out where you're getting. So it is a tricky needle to thread, but we think we're doing the right thing. And ultimately, what we're trying to do is set up the narrative that we're doing everything we can with the limited funding we have. If we want a better system than this, we're going to have to figure out more funding.
So really quickly, Jason, before we wrap up, I mentioned at the top of our conversation that all of this change happens on June 3rd. My understanding, though,
Yes.
is are all the rides free for the first week?
Yeah, that's right. So we're trying to get people on board and to get really excited about this new system. So free rides across all bus and paratransit services from June 3rd to June 8th. So we want people to get on board and check it out. We also have a lot of great features that riders can use to get on board the bus. So the first week they won't necessarily need this, but we do have a payment app called Yumo. It makes it really easy to pay on the bus, and we also have an app called ETA Spot, which lets riders track their bus in real time. So if anyone's out there interested in riding the system, check out our apps. We also have a lot of information on our website. We'll be out in the community, helping people plan trips and get ready for the change.
Well, I want to thank both of you for taking time to talk to us about this big change. We've been speaking with Elaine Clegg, CEO of Valley Regional Transit, and Jason Rose, VRT Communication Director, talking about the changes that are coming to the area's bus system beginning June 3rd. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.